Ralph hasn't come home yet.
I don't know, David. He should have gotten back from the drugstore at 5:30. It's almost 5:45.
Maybe he had an accident.
Oh, Pop wouldn't have an accident on his bowling night.
That's right. He only has accidents when spring cleaning comes around.
Have you told Pop about the rug yet, Mom?
No, and don't you either. I want to surprise him. A man's coming tonight to put the rug down while your father's bowling, so let's not say anything about it and spoil a surprise, huh?
Okay, you better tell Ricky, though. He's such a blabber, Mom.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, I think that's Pop now. I hear a car out front.
Oh, no, it couldn't be, Daddy. He didn't take the car today.
Maybe buy a new one.
Hi there, everybody.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Pop.
What was the car out in front? Thorny bring you home?
No. You know how irresponsible I am, Harriet. On an impulse of the moment, I took a cab home.
Clear from downtown?
No, from the drugstore down at the corner.
You called a cab just to drive up the hill?
Yeah, wasn't that a silly thing to do? I don't know why I do those things. I'm just so unpredictable.
You better give me that ice cream. I predict it'll be dripping on the floor.
Ice cream? Oh, yes, the package here. Here, take this, David. I'm so irresponsible lately.
Hey, Pop, what kind of ice cream is this?
That's
Tutti Frutti,
David.
What's Tutti Frutti?
It's ice cream with little pieces of Frutti and chunks of Tutti all mixed up.
How come you didn't get chocolate and vanilla, Pop?
I thought Tutti Frutti would be nice for a change.
Gee, I don't know if I'm going to like Tutti Frutti.
Well, you'd better like it, Ricky. If you don't eat your Tutti Frutti ice cream, you won't get any dessert. No, that doesn't sound Harriet, if the boys don't eat their dessert, what don't they get?
They don't get any carrots.
Don't get your carrots. Well, put the ice cream in the refrigerator, will you, Dave? I think I'll sit down on the floor and read the paper.
The floor? What's wrong with a chair?
Oh, I always sit in a chair to read. I'll try the floor for a change. You want the back section of the paper, dear?
Mozzie, that isn't the Evening Bugle.
No, I didn't get the Bugle.
But you always get the Evening Bugle.
Well, I didn't this time. I got the Morning Trombone.
I think it's called Tribune, dear.
Tribune, trombone, what's the difference? Both musical instruments. Yeah, let's see what's in the paper.
Are you comfortable, dear?
Of course I'm comfortable. Why shouldn't I be comfortable?
Well, aren't you going to take off your overcoat?
Why? Is there any law that says a man has to take off his overcoat? I just feel like wearing my overcoat.
What happened? Did you forget to put on your pants?
I just feel like wearing my overcoat.
Ozzie, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, dear. Can I help it if I'm irresponsible, unpredictable?
Who said you were?
Well, I really am. Nobody knows what I'll do next.
Well, I do. You'll wash your hands for dinner. It'll be ready in a few minutes.
What time are we having dinner tonight?
Same time we have it every night, 6:00.
Let's have it at 9 instead.
Well, if you think you can hold off until 9:00.
No, not 9:00. 6:09. You want to start living on a precise schedule, doing the same things day in and day out? Let's be a little different.
It's all right with me, dear.
In fact, when I wash my hands, you know what I'm going to do?
I can't imagine.
I'm going to dry them on hers.
Not so loud, Ricky. Do you want to spoil the surprise?
Well, Daddy always leaves to the bowling alley promptly at 8:00, so I told the man to get here a little after 8.
Harriet!
In here!
Harriet, have you seen my banjo anyplace?
Banjo? I didn't know you had one.
Oh, yes. I thought I'd get it out and play a few tunes. You know, something a little different.
Well, you don't have time. Have you forgotten tonight is your bowling night? Oh, my goodness, it's 8:00. You'd better hurry, dear. I put your shoes and the bowling ball right by the front door. You don't even have to go upstairs.
You don't understand, Harriet. I'm not going bowling tonight.
But you have to. The man is... I mean, that is...
What man?
That man that lives next door. Yes, that's it. Thorny. You wouldn't want to disappoint Thorny, your old pal.
Yeah, that would be a dirty trick, wouldn't it? Well, if you insist... Harriet, stop pushing me.
I wasn't pushing you, dear. I was... just patting you on the back because it's so good of you not to disappoint a friend.
It's the first time I've ever been patted on the back with two hands and a knee. It's like you're awful anxious to get me out of the house.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. David, get your father's hat.
Here it is, Mama. I got it right here.
Here, Papa, help me on with your coat.
I don't think I'll wear a coat. I know it's cold out, but I'm so unpredictable.
Well, you better carry it on your arm. Now, hurry, dear. You'd want to keep the other man waiting.
Good night, Pop.
Good night, dear.
Whole family is getting unpredictable.
What happened, Oz? You didn't stop by for me.
Oh, I was just on my way over, Thorny. So we're a few minutes late. Who cares? You know, it's the funny thing. Harriet... Something the matter?
That man over there. I think he's looking for an address or something.
Pardon me, gentlemen. Could you tell me...
Say, aren't you Thornberry?
Well, yes, but
I don't... Don't you remember me? Mulligan. I was the other end man at the Elks Mistress Show.
Oh, of course. How are you? Glad to see you. This is Mr. Nelson.
Oh, glad to know you.
Glad... Well, I remember you, Mulligan. Didn't you do the ringmaster in the big circus number two?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, sure, you were the head of the show.
Oh, go away now. Toward nothing at all.
Say, what are you doing over in this neck of the woods?
Well, I came over here to deliver a rug. Some woman had to have it put down tonight. Her husband's a bonehead that don't like to have things changed around.
What's the address on it?
1847 Rogers Road. Name's Nelson. Do you know them, Mr. Nelson?
Well, yes, that's my house.
Then you're the... Now, no offense at what I said, Mr. Nelson. I didn't know you were the bonehead.
No wonder Harriet was so anxious to get me out of the house.
She pulled a fast one, huh?
That's what she thinks, Thorny. But I just thought of a terrific gag we could pull. Mr. Mulligan, would you care to join us?
Thanks, I'd be glad to. Better make mine a short one, though, during working hours.
No. No, I mean in the gag. Now, listen here. You've all heard the expression, snug as a bug in a rug. Well, you and Mulligan carry the rug.
Put the lamp in the dining room, David. I want the floor in here as clear as possible.
What do I do with this footstool, Mom?
You better put that in the dining room, too.
Gee, the dining room's starting to look like the living room.
Or the attic. Come on, Slowpoke. I'm not going to do all the work.
Now, cut it out, you guys. I'll send you both to bed. Just a minute.
Mrs. Nelson?
Oh, yes, good evening. Would you just bring the rug in here, please? Well, Thorny, what are you doing?
Oh, I met Mulligan outside, and I just thought I'd give him a hand.
You know, these rugs are pretty heavy.
I'm sorry about making you deliver it tonight, Mr. Mulligan.
Oh, that's all right. I wasn't doing anything in particular. Just eating dinner. careful with that end, Mr. Thornberry.
What makes the rug so lumpy?
Oh, that. Well, what does make the rug so lumpy, Mr. Thornberry?
Well, it is probably just the underpad. They sometimes get bunched up when the rug is rolled.
Yeah, sure. That happens all the time. Now, if you'll just step to one side, Mrs. Nelson, we'll unroll the rug for you.
No, don't unroll it. Just stand it there in the corner.
Stand it in the corner? But I don't remember which end of the head. I mean, the up end.
You see, if Ozzy doesn't like it, Mr. Mulligan will just have to come back tomorrow and roll it up again. Just throw it in the corner until I find out how Ozzy likes it.
Believe me, Harriet, he's going to like it a lot better unrolled.
Oh, but Thorny, he's such an unpredictable person. He might not even want a new rug.
Oh, let him unroll it, Mom.
Please, Mom, we want to see it.
Well... Okay, unroll it.
Hurry up, Mulligan. Let's go.
Wait a minute. I got to make me speech. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the wonder of the age. You are about to witness the only time in history a man, cold sober, mind you, has been rolled in his own living room. Heave-ho!
Surprise, everybody.
Why, Ozzy!
Water.
Ozzy was rolled up in the rug.
Cool, clear water.
Oh, how clever.
Surprise.
Oh, Ozzy, how unpredictable. Are you mad at me for buying the rug?
No, dear. Go to sleep.
How do you like it?
Like what?
The new rug.
Well, it's a little tight through the shoulders. Kind of warm and scratchy, but it's a nice rug to be rolled up in.
Do you like the color?
Oh, black is all right.
It's beige.
Looked black where I was.
Tell me truthfully, dear. Do you like the rug?
Yes, I really do. I've never been smothered by a nicer one.
I was a little worried after the way you talked at breakfast. Men always seem to resist changes of any kind around the house.
I guess that's the way nature works it out. Women are fundamentally insecure, so they want to change everything. Men like things comfortable, familiar. Sometimes I even make believe I don't notice new things, but I do.
Oh, darling, I'm so glad you said that. I was afraid you hadn't noticed my hair.
Your hair?
Yes, I was afraid you might not like it cut short. What are you doing?
Going to turn the light on for a minute.
I pulled out the plug. Now tell me, do you think I should get my hair cut?
Harriet, don't be silly. You think I didn't notice that you got your hair cut short?
You like it, dear?
Very much. Harriet.
Yes, dear?
Did you really get it cut?
No, I didn't, dear. But now that I know how much you like it, I'll have it cut first thing in the morning.
I guess I'm just an old stick in the mud or a creature of habit or something. This is the kind of a breakfast I like.
Well, that's good, dear.
No surprises or changes. My two medium-boiled eggs. Not too hard, not too soft. Always the same. My coffee, exactly the same flavor and consistency. Oh, you're wonderful, dear. Even the toast. Never varies. Always the same. Will you pass me the toast, David, please? Thank you.
Tune in again next week to another adventure of Ozzie and Harriet. Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet were John Brown, Tommy Bernard, Henry Blair, Janet Waldo, Loreen Tuttle, and Jack Kirkwood. Original music was composed and conducted by Billy Mays. This program originates in the Hollywood studios of the National Broadcasting Company and is also broadcast over the Trans-Canada Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. This is Vern Smith speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.